This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. He stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism.
Jab Kashmir mein shanti laut rahi thi, school, college mein ek vibrancy thi, nirman karyon mein abhutpurv gati aayi thi, loktantra majboot ho raha tha, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
The Prime Minister asserted that the biggest strength in this war against terrorism is the unity of the country and solidarity of 140 crore Indians. He said following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. Prime Minister paid tributes to Dr. K. Kasturirangan, who passed away 2 days ago, saying that the nation has lost a great scientist. He said Dr. Kasturirangan's contributions in lending newer heights to science, education and India's space program shall always be remembered. Mr. Modi was pleased to know that April marks the 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite. He observed that India is leading the most cost-effective but successful space program in the entire world.
Aaj Bharat ek global space power ban chuka hai. Humne ek saath 104 satellite ka launch karke record banaya hai. Hum Chandrama ke south pole par pahunchne wale pehle desh bane hain. Bharat ne Mars orbiter mission launch kiya hai. Hum आदित्य L1 मिशन के जरिए सूरज के काफी करीब तक पहुंचे हैं। आज भारत पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव सक्सेसफुल स्पेस प्रोग्राम का नेतृत्व कर रहा है। दुनिया के कई देश अपने सैटेलाइट्स और स्पेस मिशन के लिए इसरो की मदद लेते हैं।
On the topic of disaster management, Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He told listeners that they can now get help from a special app on their mobile called Sachet app during any natural disaster like flood, cyclone, landslide, tsunami, forest fire and avalanche. So the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. NIA said in a statement that the teams overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The government today said that a WhatsApp message that has been spreading across various social media platforms claiming that the government opened a bank account for the Indian Army modernization is misleading. The fact-check unit of the PIB informed that the claim message is fake. It added that the government has created Armed Forces Battle Casualties Welfare Fund to provide immediate financial assistance to families of soldiers who have sacrificed their lives or were injured during military operations. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that India is making big strides in cancer care with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centres and promoting early diagnosis. He was quoting a report by the recognised medical journal The Lancet, which said that with the government's efforts, 90% of the cancer patients in India are now starting the treatment within 30 days of diagnosis, a record recognised globally. In Canada, 9 people were killed and several others were injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd at the Lapu Lapu Filipino Festival in Vancouver today. According to the Vancouver Police Department, a 30-year-old local man who drove a black SUV into the street festival at 8 p.m. yesterday is now in custody. In women's cricket, the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series between India and host Sri Lanka is underway in Colombo. In a rain-curtailed game restricted to 39 overs a side, chasing a target of 148 runs, India were 129 for 1 in 26.4 overs a short while ago. Earlier, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 147 in 38.1 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.